Welcome to another edition of ILTA's popular Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today I'm speaking with Sun Nguyen, one of our 2011 Distinguished Peer Award nominees for the Young Professional Award. Sun is the Senior Manager of Software Development at Fish & Richardson PC, and we're going to ask him to share some information about his career development path and how he pays that forward in leading teammates and subordinates. Welcome, Sun. We're delighted to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Well, to begin, please tell us what the word professional means to you and why.
Well, to me, the word professional has a few meanings. First, it defines how you should conduct yourself in and outside of the workplace, as you never know who may be watching, how it may affect not only your image, but the image of your firm. Secondly, it also is the manner in which you approach your work and your attitude and demeanor while doing so. Everyone can carry themselves professionally when the good times are rolling, but true leaders and professionals shine during a crisis.
Excellent. Well, as you think about your own professional development, what are some of the milestones along the way that have provided a real boost to your career?
I would say the first one being named team lead of my group, and then shortly after becoming the manager of my department. I always felt I could lead my team to greater successes, but these two events were really the catalyst that allowed me to make that a reality.
And are there any specific skills that you've struggled with in your development? And if so, how did you jump those hurdles?
Well, public speaking had always been a skill that I admired and I knew I needed to improve upon. After being given the opportunity to lead my team, I knew I would be placed in situations where the skill would be put to the test. I participated in a Toastmasters group earlier on my career, but it was not really enough to hone my skills to the point that I felt was necessary. So what I did was I ended up volunteering at small events and giving presentations which were in my comfort zone, and allowed me to speak in front of small to medium-sized groups of professionals who I did not know, allowing me to kind of experiment and push myself without feeling judged by my colleagues. That really helped me develop the skill of public speaking and presentation, which has been really an asset when working with the leadership in my firm and also doing presentations such as events like ILTA.
Well, they do say public speaking is the biggest fear out there, so that's great that you've overcome that. Another question for you is, who are your professional heroes and why?
Well, I thought about that question a lot, and it really just kept coming back to my parents. Throughout my life, I've seen my parents run their own businesses, take risks, learn from successes and failures. And no matter what life threw at them, they always maintain a high level of professionalism and perseverance. I've learned so much from them, which has helped me in my own career. From them, I learned that attitude and execution go hand in hand, and you cannot succeed without both.
That's great. So you've given us a little bit of insight into those who've paved the way for you. Tell us about your efforts to mentor others and develop their leadership skills.
Being the manager of software development, I manage software developers who are typically introverts. Because of the visibility of my group, I feel it's necessary for my team to be able to professionally present their projects and conduct meetings with the firm's leadership. So I help my team gain the confidence to do this by conducting internal presentations, doing demos, doing code reviews, and just putting them on the spot, asking them tough questions to simulate what they would experience when they're in front of a group of leaders in our firm or leaders in the community. We also do one-on-one coaching sessions to discuss areas in which they excel and find growth opportunities. So when a product demo is needed, I always call upon the developer who did the project to do the presentation, which forces them to take ownership of the project and promotes accountability. In return, they learn leadership skills by being put on the spot to answer the tough questions and at times even make decisions that impact the team and the project.
That's great. That actually kind of goes back to your answer about what the word professionalism means to you and keeping that good attitude in pressure moments. So that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Is there any advice you'd give to other young professionals on how to stand out from their peers?
Yeah, I mean, I would always say just always be willing to get your hands dirty. Whether or not you feel it's your responsibility to help in certain areas or not, you should always be willing to assist your colleagues if called upon. You can exceed at your job, and people will appreciate that, but you'll really get noticed when you take that extra effort to help the firm and help others excel. But with that, taking on that extra responsibility and being willing to be that person that is willing to help others, I would say there's a word of caution is never be the person who doesn't follow through. So if you are going to take that extra initiative to help others and be the guy who people can depend on, never be the guy that doesn't follow through. Always follow through. It's worse to offer to help and not help, and not offer to help.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some great advice that others can definitely put into practice. I'd like to just wrap things up and thank all of our listeners for joining us. And Sun, thank you very much. We appreciate your time and input. Congratulations on your nomination. Good luck.
Thank you. It was an honor to be nominated, and I've really enjoyed our conversation.